You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard after a heck of an Eagles win last night. How about this defense? So much to unpack here. We'll get back to your phone calls. Also, we want to let you hear what Seth Joyner said this morning, just a couple hours ago on the Morning Show. That's coming up in a few minutes. First, though, we got to talk to the voice of the Eagles who was on the call for that one last night. Merrill Reese joins us here on a Victory Monday.
Merrill.
Good morning, Merrill.
Hi, guys. How are you? It's a wonderful morning in Philadelphia.
Yes, it is.
It is a great morning, Merrill, specifically because of that Eagles defense. Merrill, that was an incredible performance. I know they did it Monday similarly against the Packers, but Merrill, this Lions offense coming into the game was better than that Packers offense. In fact, maybe the best in the NFL, right up there, 31.4 points per game. They couldn't even get to 10 last night. Merrill, how impressive was it watching them take the Lions off their spot the whole night?
It was great. I cannot remember doing a game where there were five turnovers on downs. Five. I don't remember anything like that in 49 years.
I don't either, mostly because if a coach doesn't get it on the one or two or three, they might stop. Dan Campbell obviously didn't
Not
stop.
Not Dan Campbell.
No. He'll keep trying it, and the Eagles just kept stopping it. Merrill, it feels like the last couple games with the addition of Jalen Phillips and then the return from injury of Nolan Smith and obviously Brandon Graham coming back, that they're as deep now up front in that front seven as they've been the entire season. I mean, this is dominant defense.
They absolutely were. They were just pouring in on Jared Goff. They pressured him to the point where I don't think he had any confidence at the end, going into the end zone, going on these fourth downs. He just took the ball and he was running for his life.
Yeah, and he's not a guy that can move much. So when you get him to move, it's not good for the Detroit Lions. Merrill, there's a lot of players to single out, but I keep looking at the play of N'Kobe Dean. It feels like it's been an X factor for what he since he came back last month. The run defense has been better, and it just feels like he's involved in a lot of plays. That blitz he had last night where he took out David Montgomery in pass protection, that was incredible.
He's a great player, and Vic Fangio says that all the time, but he really is a great player. This entire defense has so many stars on it. Zach Bond continues to do amazing things. And now the addition of Jalen Phillips and Jalex Hunt. I mean, Jalex Hunt is really coming on. They all are. They're really playing well. And, of course, Cooper DeJean was right where he had to be on the deflection to set up the first 3 points. And Quinyon Mitchell is just a great player. This is an amazing defense. Reese Blankenship made a few big plays. They all do every week. But I thought the guy last night who probably had the biggest influence was Jordan Davis. He was just pressure up the middle, and he swatted two balls out of the sky.
He did. And, you know, Merrill, when I watched this defense, and it dates back to last year, but this is obviously this year's version, I just kept getting struck by how well-coached they are. I mean, that's coaching there, you know, with Davis and Carter being able to time those knockdowns. It just feels like Vic Fangio has been so incredible for all. They're such a young defense. They don't play like they're young, Merrill. They play like they're veterans out there.
Smart group.
Well, they're great. It's a great defense. But you know what? People criticize the offense. It was a tough night. There was the pass down the sideline to intended for Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. And that's a pass that Jalen Hurts can connect about 89 out of 90 times. But I'll tell you something. Last night, the way that wind was blowing, any kind of touch ball floating down the sideline is going to be very, very difficult to hit the target. The wind was absolutely a factor for both quarterbacks.
It did feel like it. I mean, passes that both of those guys seem to make regularly, they were not hitting last night. Merrill, when you watch the offense and their struggles right now, what do you think the biggest issue is? Because there's a lot of things to unpack, but they just can't seem to stay healthy on the offensive line. They came into last night healthy, but by the end of the game, both Cam Jurgens and Lane Johnson are not in there.
Well, you're absolutely on point. The biggest difference is the offensive line. And I talked to Jurgens before the game, and he felt great, and he was ready to go. And he didn't stay around long. He was hurt again. And then anytime you lose Lane Johnson, that is a big, big loss. So the offensive line is not at full strength, and I think that contributes directly to the problems they're having offensively. But hopefully they'll heal and get better, and they'll benefit from a defense that doesn't put too much pressure on them.
Well, you're right about that. Merrill Reese with us here as the Eagles win last night. And Merrill, Eagles now have head-to-head wins over the Rams and the Bucks and the Packers and the Lions. It really says something as this NFC race unfolds. Every one of these top teams that they could be in, you know, a tiebreaker with for potential seeding in the postseason, they've beat them all, Merrill. They've put themselves in great position here to get a very high seed in this postseason.
Well, you're right. And, you know, I actually felt, although you like to see them win every game, I actually felt going into the Packers game, if they could win one of the next two, if they could beat Green Bay or Detroit, they'd be 7-3 in good shape. And here they swept the two of them.
Yeah, they did. And now what? They got a big one coming up this Sunday down in Dallas. Now, the Cowboys will play tonight, so we'll see how they do. But, Merrill, it's always fun Cowboys week, and the Eagles can move closer to really solidifying, you know, winning the NFC East by beating the Cowboys on Sunday. We could go into that final month, you know, with this division pretty close to locked up if they win this game Sunday.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I want to credit one other guy. I have a thing that I say now every now and then when it's big. I say TGFJ. And that is thank goodness for Jake, because he is one of the most reliable kickers in the National Football League, and he contributed 10 points last night, 10 of the 16 points.
Yeah, he outscored the Lions all by himself. You're right. And
he did.
Tough night to kick. He was money. Merrill, we appreciate it as always. Have a great week, and we'll catch you up before this Cowboy game on Sunday.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Hugh, and you guys have a great day.
Have a wonderful day, Merrill.
You too. There he goes, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. I mean, he's right about Jake Elliott. Jake Elliott, in a tough night to kick, he was money. Are you ready to say he's the best kicker in Eagles history now?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
He's not?
No, okay. Not to me.
Well, your
not
truth.
My teammate.
I mean, he passed David Akers a while ago.
No, he did a hell of a job last night, not taking anything.
Right. A tough couple weeks for you, man.
What are you talking about? I live my truth.
Just L's left and right.
No.
Again, I'll ask you each hour of the show. Just, you know, new audience comes in and out. We're giving you a one-time get-out-of-jail-free card. You can take back the take that defense is a luxury, not a necessity, and we'll get it removed from you. The internet, AI, all of it. It should be gone.
No.
You could get off scot-free.
I mean, listen, I don't need to get off scot-free. I live my truth.
Kind of do.
I stand
on
business. Mm-hmm. No, because my point, like, see, it's unfortunate that nobody understands what I'm saying.
Maybe that's your fault.
Yeah, no, I explained it extremely well.
Can we get into that real quick?
What do you want to get into?
I don't know what changed, because last night you're doing this whole like necessary hashtag necessary. The Eagles defense is necessary.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I don't know what changed.
No, let me tell you.
It's the same exact scenario was last season.
No, let me tell you.
The money's still on the offense. The defense is the best unit on the team.
But
what changed?
No. It's still the same because the defense is playing well. Let me say that first.
Just like last year.
Because a lot of people, I guess when I say that, they don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk about monetarily and resources, all the resources are allocated to one side
still
of the ball.
Still are. Yep.
Because in essence, that's the side of the ball that most teams feel help them win football games, correct? Are we, can we agree to that?
Well, not the Eagles.
Well, okay. Okay.
The team that actually did win,
okay,
by the
can
way.
Can we agree to that that basic assessment of the NFL in a nutshell?
Well, no. I think they're behind now.
Okay.
We're ahead of the curve.
When you look at most teams and the way that they're built, most of the players that make the most money are on the offensive side of the ball.
Depends on the team.
Let's start.
Okay,
here.
Name me a team that has more defensive players
Pittsburgh.
That cost more.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But let's start here.
Who are you talking about? And they're aging out. And what are they doing?
They're not very good. But the point. But
kind of made my point.
But to your point, the reason for that is the quarterback makes the most money of anyone, right?
Yes.
So it's going to be naturally tipped that way because there's no offensive
and
player.
It would be the Browns if they didn't accidentally pay Deshaun Watson $50 million.
And that was an accident.
And what precedent did the Eagles set? They signed two receivers. Mm-hmm. They signed. They were the first team to do it.
And our defense has been the best unit for 2 years.
Team to do it, and then they turned around and they gave the running back more money.
And they shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
Correct.
Well, so
my point. That's what makes my point valid. Mm. Now, what you're saying, I cannot deny. The defense leads the way for this team.
Yes. Yeah.
But when you
has
look
for
at,
2 years.
But when you look at this team and the way it's constructed, most of the money is allocated to the offensive side of the ball.
I know that, but it's
okay, so
but
that's my
question.
Point.
But
game
okay,
set match.
No, well, no.
The fact that they're good, if they win back to back Super Bowls like this, it's the most amazing thing.
You don't just get to say game set match and that's it.
Yes,
because,
I do.
Because last night, I'm wondering what about it made you concede that now all of a sudden defense is necessary. It's the same scenario as last year, same exact one.
Because last night, what I saw last night. And the way they've played for the last couple of weeks. Now, going into this game, I felt like there was going to be a little bit of a lull as far as where they played because it was a physical game they played the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was coming off a short rest. They didn't miss a beat.
Mm-mm.
They didn't miss a beat. Mm-hmm. And they played with the ferocity and intensity that they played with last, Thursday night, Monday night, or whatever it was?
Yep.
They played with that same kind of intensity. This team is a special unit. Now, granted, ain't a whole lot of cats over there making a whole lot of money because they're young, and that's probably one thing that they have going for them.
But I'm still trying to figure out what changed.
You know what?
But that's what it was. They had two games back to back where it looked like old school football.
They were
like
the best defense in the league last year.
It looked like old school football.
I actually think the scales are even more tipped now than they were last year. Last year, at least they had a great running game. They have nothing on offense that works right now. If they win the Super Bowl this time and the offense doesn't improve, just Vic Fangio should have a statue outside that building.
This defense travels and they play extremely well. I don't know what it is that he's doing, but those guys look spry. They look fresh.
Yeah.
And they look relentless last night. And you know what it looked like? It looked like Detroit played on Monday night. The way that they came out.
I agree.
They came out, they had a first series where they looked like they were, you know what I mean, going to do some things. And then all of a sudden they were on skates. They won't skate the whole night.
They looked uncomfortable the whole night.
And
the Eagles looked
the whole night.
The Eagles look. I'll give them credit for this, and it's because they're so used to so many of these kind of games the last couple of years. The Eagles are used to ugly. I mean, like they thrive in ugly.
Man, listen.
Like they don't. They're very. The Lions didn't feel comfortable in an ugly game. The Eagles were like, yeah, that's what we do. Like whatever. We haven't moved the ball in an hour. Who cares? We're gonna win.
You know what's funny? It was me and Ike were talking about it last night. This reminds me of my first year here in Philadelphia when. I remember Emmy used to come in a meeting, and he would say, hey, you know, the offense is going to probably struggle. Y'all probably going to play a lot of football. Just be prepared for it. And everybody just said to a man, hey, let's do it. I mean, that's kind of what it looks like. This team, when Nakobe kind of validates that, because when you talk about the way the offense is struggling, they're keeping them in the game.
Yeah, well, they
are. That's old school football right there. You're talking about a team – they held a squad that was averaging 30-some points a game to 9. That was bananas.
Yeah, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get one call in here, and then I want to play for you what Seth Joyner said on the morning show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And he also referenced his pal D-Gun, our pal D-Gun, what was said last night on their post-game show. That's coming up. 1 minute. Let's get DeMond up in Delco because he wants to come after Hugh Douglas here. What's up, DeMond?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, DeMond.
Hey. Happy Monday. What's the Eagles winning Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where your guy at? Is he next to you? Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning. How
you
doing?
You mean Detroit Douglas? He's here.
Yes, yes. Good morning, my boy, Hugh.
What's up, DeMond? How you doing,
Hugh.
Man?
Hey, Hugh, you know I love you, man. I'm going to tell you that first before I get on you. I love you, Hugh. He's one of the greatest players ever to play the position. I'm a 53. You look crazy out there when you was going after them boys on that line. I loved it back then. But let me tell you something, bro. What I told you on Friday, Hugh, and you didn't listen to your boy. On Friday, I said, Hugh, they never seen a defense like ours.
You did say that. I'll give you that.
And then you said, when I hung up, you said, the man was talking about Green Bay, and they play Green Bay. I said, no, Hugh, I know he ain't comparing Green Bay to us. And he know we better than them, dude. We just ran down them. Now, that's what I had to get on you about, Hugh. I said, my boy, I said, he played defense. He know defense. He see the squad we got. He unstoppable, Hugh. Unstoppable,
I mean, I'm starting. I see what you see. I see a little bit of what you see. I thought, like, to be honest, DeMond, I thought Detroit would put up a better fight than they did. But when the game started to unfold and I saw Jahmyr Gibbs not be able to get those inside runs that he's normally used to getting, like, his biggest asset, I thought going into this game was going to be the inside perimeter running. They didn't allow mm-hmm. that to happen.
The only place he made was in the passing, and that's where he made all his plays.
And when he tried to get – well, I meant the inside, the tackle running. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. When he tried to run the perimeter and they were running him down, I was like, yeah, this defense ain't no joke.
Yeah. Hey, we ain't playing. Now, also, I did tell y'all this. I'm sick to my stomach, too, because at one point I called in. I'm sorry for calling a couple weeks and telling y'all this, but I thought the dude Petula – was getting better.
Mm.
He had me thinking he was getting better, but it turned out he's still a fraud. And I mentioned it to y'all the first week, and it's week 11 now. What is it, week 11? He is still a fraud. We need to get rid of him. I don't know how we're going to do it, but his play calling is masked by the talent we have. And it's unfortunate that the talent right now is suffering because of our line.
Yeah,
that's the only reason why we not – running down like we should run down is because of the lines hurt, man. We got 65 Lane out. My man Jurgens is hurt in the middle. What's my other guy that is hurt?
Lane, Jurgens, Dickerson, they're all banged up.
Yeah, they all been banged up.
Yeah, so that's why they ain't playing their best here right now, man. But listen to this, y'all. Every team they put against us, right, and they keep saying about Detroit, the Rams, all these teams better than us. Well, how is we beating these teams? I don't want to hear no more.
Yeah, well, no, right now they beat everyone in front of them. They beat everyone they had to beat, DeMond. DeMond, great phone call. The only one that to me was they looked like they weren't the better team most of the game was the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't look like they were better, but they won at the end, right? But they looked way better than Green Bay most of the game, looked way better than Detroit. They looked better than Tampa. Like, they're showing why they're at the top of the NFC. All right, let's hear – Seth Joyner before we go any further in the show, because this was powerful stuff this morning. Seth on with the morning show, and they were kind of unpacking here what's really the problem with the offense, right? Like, who deserves criticism with the offense? Obviously, Petullo gets a lot of criticism. The offensive line has not been as good this year. Saquon hasn't run the same. AJ, all this stuff going on. I don't think he's as explosive this year. Plus, he's been frustrated. But listen to this from Seth Joyner on the quarterback's role in all this.
You know, it's troublesome because I work with the Eagles insider. And, you know, we had an in-depth conversation last night in our postgame show. And it seems to him that, you know, there's some consternation when it comes to, you know, Jalen. You know, not only in the locker room, but in the organization. And that's problematic because, you know, from the outside looking in, you would never think that. As a coach's son, you would never think that. There's certain things and certain ways that he likes to run things, and there are things that they run in practice that, you know, they get in the game and he goes off on his own tangent. And to me, that's problematic. I would say that it is a...
Are you talking about like the 4th and 6 last week?
Yeah, that and other things. You know, I have it on fact that, you know, the interception that he threw in the first Giants game to Flott on the sideline when AJ was wide open, that in practice he threw that ball to AJ a few times. You get in the game and you're not patient enough to wait for it and you throw the out route and it almost turns into a pick six. Then last week, the 4th down, they're supposed to run the slant. You look, AJ's, you know, Devontae's wide open. You got Dallas on the other side wide open, and you're chucking the ball 60 yards in the air trying to, you know. So, and Devontae confirmed that 1 and 11 made the change on their own. See, to me, that's borderline insubordination when you're not running plays the way that the coach is drawing them up, or you think that you know better than the coach.
I was that. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing.
Oh, is this I told you so, Douglas?
I ain't saying nothing.
Well, you're acting like it.
Oh, no. I'm not acting like anything. I just, you know, I'm just sitting here just listening to what's being said. Mm. Like, see, here's the thing, and I'm going to try to help some of y'all out, the ones that have the green goggles on. Like, know that there are a lot of other people out there, especially ones in this business, that know a little bit more than you do. I'm not saying you got to believe everything that you hear, but you shouldn't shoot everything down that's being said. You should be a little bit more open-minded when you hear people say things. Because we all love the Eagles, right? But my job isn't to tell you what you want to hear. My job is to tell you what I hear or what I see. So just remember that and take it with a grain of salt.
What concerns me about that is when reports come out, well, if it's just one voice, you wonder, like, that's just one person. This has been a theme we keep hearing. Yes. Right? We've heard this a lot from different people. On Saturday, Diana Russini reported at The Athletic that it's not just AJ. Other Eagles offensive players are frustrated, specifically with Jalen Hurts and his style of play and the way he plays sometimes and how it makes the offense maybe at sometimes not work the way it's supposed to work. That's the same thing that Seth is saying there via what he and D. Gunn, you know, that's what I believe he's talking about, is the insider on his show, is D. Gunn. It feels like that.
But and listen.
Same thing.
And I'm going to help y'all out because I'm going to play connect the dots with y'all. And some of y'all going to get it, and some of y'all not. Jeffrey Lurie walks down from the Eiffel Tower, and he talks to AJ, right?
Friday.
And he tells him to chill out, right? And we go into this game, right? AJ's targeted 11 times. Right. Jalen Hurts goes to the podium, is asked a simple question, right, about how was AJ involved in, was it a plan to get him involved in offense? And I think he said initially he said, yeah. And then somebody asked him again, what was it a conscious effort to get him more involved in the offense? As a leader, you know what he said? As a leader, you got to ask Kevin Petullo.
Yep.
Now, I know a lot of y'all don't want to hear that, but he's that's not leadership right there. That's not being a leader.
Yeah. Well, it's
not.
Well, it's pass the buck is what it is. It's,
basically.
It, yeah. It didn't work. Ask the guy who called
the
place.
And I know y'all probably about to blow my timeline up, but I'm just saying, hey, man, don't shoot the messenger.
All right. We got more here, though. D-Gun. This on their postgame show last night with D-Gun and, of course, Seth Joyner here with D. Listen to D-Gun on the Hurts situation.
I'm just basically telling you there's a lot of people in that organization that are frustrated with the quarterback situation right now, but the quarterback understands he has them over a barrel. This is almost Carson Wentz part two. They're not going to eat this kind of money yet. There's no way they're going to eat this kind of money. Look at the cap hit they took when they got rid of Carson. And look, it took them a couple of years to get back on solid ground again, footing, because they were handcuffed financially because of what they owed in the cap hit they took with Carson Wentz. You got the same scenario here with a bigger volume of money involved here.
What?
I'm wondering what you're gonna say.
You guys are on the air.
No, man, I'm not gonna say anything. No, but here's the thing. And
I'm gonna say something first. What? This keeps leaking out, and all they keep doing is winning football games.
That's the problem.
Well, I also have a problem with who's leaking this stuff.
No, but see,
D-Gun's a good reporter. Diana Rossini is a good reporter.
He's plugged in.
And right. But someone over there is purposely putting this stuff out there.
Exactly.
Well, but they're 8-2 trying to win another Super Bowl.
We have been in this game long enough to know how this goes.
Well, okay, but why now?
Because they're tired of it.
Wait
a minute. Let me say this first.
When did the main thing stop being the main thing?
They're
winning every game.
No, you're right. You're right. But it's at what cost? Because
what does that mean? What cost? They won again.
Joe, I'm with you. This is an anomaly. This team is winning in spite of everything that they're doing wrong.
They're winning in spite of their offense.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, that's the bottom line.
And that's why it's crazy. And as these weeks progress, it's going to get worse because this has been – see, this is what goes on. This has been going on for a while. And Jalen won the Super Bowl, right?
Well, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Okay, Jalen won the Super Bowl.
Here we go.
Semantics. And,
well, ask the people who are leaking these things out. Okay, they probably think the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's semantics. Mm. And for these stories to start coming out now, it's crazy. It's crazy in the throes of a Super Bowl run. This is what's going on. Y'all got to start listening to what's being said, man. And know that, you know, it always amazes me how people jump on other people when they get this kind of information instead of just realizing, like, hey, this is a well-oiled machine. Yeah. Don't nothing get out unless they want
it
to get out.
It's wild. It is wild to me. The stuff coming out about the offense is as if they're 2-8, not 8-2. 215-592-9494. That is how you hot bar. You can react to both of those things said there by Seth Turner this morning, D-Gun last night. Your take on the game, the win, what's standing out more? The defense, how great it's been? That's the number one takeaway for me.
Dun.
This defense is good enough to go win the Super Bowl again and have home field and get back to, you know, get to Santa Clara. Or is it the offense, which struggled again last night? What stood out the most to you? You can react to it all with us. And coming up, we'll get more into the A.J. Brown stuff, his conversation with Jeff Lurie on Friday at practice, and a moment in the game that a lot of people scratching their heads. That is coming up next. It is the Midday Show.
I apologize.
Well, you should. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.